And we're ready to start the JV game here at Tiger Stadium. Canton's going to lead off betting here. Once again, we are not blessed with the lineup, so we'll go by number. Number 6 for Canton gets her uniform straightened out and is ready to hit. Rusk is going to pitch for the Tigers, Brashear, and Hill is going to catch. We got Katie Stewart at third. Alexis Harrison at short as Rusk pitches ball one high in his head. Woods at second. Lodwig at first. Strike twos over the outside corner of the plate. We got Hettinger out in left. Killen in center. And Stephanie Linhart roams right field for the Tigers. So the count on number 6 is 2-2. She's a lefty. Takes some words of advice from her coach. Steps back in the box. Russ gets ready. Doesn't mess around. Throws it high and inside. Full count now. In the top of the first. Pitch delivered. Foul. Hill couldn't hang on to it, so we're going to do it all over again with a full count. My partner is currently unavailable, so I'll be a solo cast for a little bit. Rusk tosses a ball, and Six is able to walk towards first. So, nobody out, no good things have happened here yet for the Tigers of Brashear. Pitch is delivered, fouled away on a bunt attempt here by number 8. Boy, the first team could really bunt. Let's see if the second team's going to do the same thing. The first team had a lot of confidence in their bunting. Russ gets ready as 8 steps in. Number 6 runner on first. Russ delivers inside. 2-1 count on number 8 here. She steps out, takes some words of advice, steps back in, digs in. Rusk delivers inside. Ball 3. Hill throws down to first. They tag number 6, but she got back to the base in time. Safe. Rusk steps back on the rubber, winds up, delivers. Bunt attempt is fouled between Hill's legs and back through past the umpire to the backstop. Foul ball. Full count, I believe. 2-2, I'm mistaken. She digs in number 8. Gets ready, Rusk delivers, low inside, ball 3. Now it's full count. Rusk steps back on the rubber. Batter was told to swing away, I believe. She does, and fouls it straight back. Right on top of that Rusk pitch. And was then able to put it in play. Looks like the center fielder is shading her to the right. A big hole in left center. Foul back again. Well, number 8 is having a good battle here with Rusk. Full count. It's been a full count for a couple pitches. She's been fighting them off. Just keep fighting them off. Possibly instructed to bunt here. I'm not for sure on the signs. She takes ball 4. Runners on first and second now. Nobody out here in the top of the first of the JV game. Rusk ties her hair back, steps on the rubber, gets ready to go. Number 15 steps in, checks her plate, delivers, taken, strike 1. Nice pitch there by Rusk. Just was able to get up and over the bat of number 15 from Canton. Hill gives the sign. Rusk looks in. Pitches a strike. She offered at it with a bunt this time. 0-2 count on number 15. As Rusk gets ready, 15 wanders finally back into the box. Rusk delivers. Ball high and outside. Runner goes from second. High throw. And left fielder corrals it after it goes off the glove of Harrelson. Stewart was playing in on the bunt, so Harlson, the shortstop, had to go over to cover the base, and it gets over her head. She's a pretty short little player, and Hettinger had to corral it out and left. So now runners at second and third as the runner from first advanced on the wild throw. Second and third, nobody out as 15, 6 is on second, is battling away. It's a full count on her as well. I think it's been a full count on every batter in this JV game. Rusk steps in, delivers. It's fouled straight up. Hill goes out and hits her glove. She was at an all-out run with the catcher's equipment on, but it still wasn't enough to get to that foul ball to catch it. So Hill walks back into the box in disgust of not being able to catch that ball. Rusk steps back in to deliver the full count pitch. Right down the middle. Rusk was finally able to capitalize on the two strikes she's been getting on the batters. Number 18, the cleanup hitter for Canton, walks in. Gets ready, digs in. Takes strike one right down the middle. Best pitch Rusk has thrown all night. It's only the first inning, but it was a beautiful pitch. Right down the heart of the plate. 18 gets ready again. Rusk delivers inside and low. Good stop there by Hill, keeping it from getting away from her. That's score run. All right, 18 is instructed to get on it from the coach. I don't know if get on it means hit it or get hit or whatever it means. It's a 0-2 count, one out here in the top of the first inning of the JV game. Rusk delivers. Swung on and missed. Another beaut there by Rusk. And that's strike three. Number 18 wasn't able to believe it for a while. Finally headed back towards the dugout. Rusk delivers now to number 23. 23 swings and misses on an outside pitch. Strike one. She works her way back into the box, takes a few signs from her coach. Rusk delivers outside and high. Ball. One. 1-1 count. Rusk toes the rubber. Number 23 digs in and we're ready to go. 1-1 count. It skips away. Hill goes back. Throws to Rusk. Rusk tags it. Way out. So, nice play there by Hill to keep the Canton Tigers off the board. And get the Tigers into the bottom of the first inning without surrendering a run. So after half an inning, it's nothing, nothing. Here we go. Canton's getting ready to throw in the warm-up pitches. They're going to be ready shortly. Looks like leading off for the Tigers, we're going to send Rusk out to bat. The senior. Here she comes. Hot trotting all the way into the box. She's ready to rip one up the middle. She takes some words of advice, steps in, digs in, ready to go. Number 6 is pitching for Canton. She winds up and delivers. Strike on the inside part of the plate. Rusk watched it go by. Now looks frustrated with herself. Steps back in. Swings at probably ball one. It was a little high and outside, but now she's at an 0-2 count. Nothing here in the bottom half of the first inning. Tigers were able to hold Canton after giving up second and third with only one out. This pitch to Rusk is high, 1-2. Number 6 toes rubber, winds up, delivers, strike 3, right down the heart of the plate. I don't know how Rusk watched that one go by. A beaut there from number 6 of Canton as Woods comes to the plate here in the bottom of the first. Number 6 winds up, delivers. It was a ball, but Woods somehow managed to muster a little puny swing and got counted on strike one. Swings and drives one down to left field side into the gap between left and center. she gets on to second base. She had one of those in the varsity game. Woods can really hit when she puts the bat on the ball. I guess most girls can, though. She has a good swing. Hill now steps in for the Tigers. Runner on second. This is a golden opportunity for the Tigers to score. Only one out. Strike one. Delivered to Hill on the inside part of the plate. Six. Gets ready. Steps up. Now Hill gets in. Winds up. Tosses the pitch. Hill drives one down the right field side and foul. Woods was off with the pitch. She would have circled the bases for sure and been home. Now Hill steps out of the back side of the box. Looks for some words of wisdom. Steps back in. Digs in. Healthy grip on the bat. Turns, fires, dribbles one down the left field side. Fair ball. Woods stops at third. Now decides to run on home. Hill scoots on towards second. And the one-out hit by Hill scores the Tigers' first run. It's 1-0 in favor of Brashear. Only one out, another run on second. Lodwig is up. Lodwig has the same hitting stance that Elsie employs. Worked okay for Elsie once in a while on a straight fastball, kind of like that was, except Lodwig didn't use it. She took strike one on the inside part of the plate. She steps in, slightly bent knees, hits it to left field, and it's going to be caught, bobbled and caught. What a good concentration there by number 18 out in left. It hit her in the back part of the glove, bounced up, and she caught it with her bare hand. Two outs, bottom of the first, 1-0 Tigers. Runner still on second. Jesse Hill's on second, and Stephanie Linhart comes to the plate for Brashear. Linhart almost gets hit with the first pitch. Ball one. She had to step out of the box to avoid being nailed right in the head with that pitch there by number 6 of Canton. Canton delivers outside this time and Hill's off at the pitch. She slides in safe to third, getting herself ever so closely to home. Number 6 gets ready. It's a 2-0 count here on Linhart. She delivers another one outside. Canton pitcher seems to have lost her delivery release at this point. She steps back in undeterred, though. Shows she wants it inside on Linhart. Fires it low. I believe that's ball four, and Linhart will walk on to first base. So first and second now for Tabitha Killen comes to the plate. Killen walks over, gets a few signs, steps in, digs in, ready for the pitch, shows bunt, pulls back, takes ball one, goes on her way to score, slides in, Linhart to second, 2-0, favor of Brashear. Two outs here in the bottom of the first, 1-0 count on Killen. Runner on second. Chokes up on the bat. Ready to swing. Pitch is delivered. Right down the inside part of the plate. A beaut to swing at. She took it. 1-1. Pitch delivered again. Swung on. First baseman catches it. And that'll be your inning. But the Tigers are able to tack on 2-0 after one inning of play. Number 23 steps in for Canton. Russ gets ready to deliver the pitch. High and outside, ball one. 1-0 count here on number 23 at the top of the second. Tigers lead this game right now, 2-0. Delivered low this time from Russ. Ball two. .23 digs in, calls time, now is ready. West delivers. Driven straight up, absolutely straight up. Caught by Hill. Hey! We love those where you don't even have to hardly take a step. And Hill records the out. One out. Nobody on. Number two hitter up for Canton. Number three. The number two hitter is number three. Here we go. Strike one. Perfect delivery from Rusk. Rusk gets ready. Delivers another beaut. Strike two. At times, Rusk can be the most accurate pitcher in the world. She has that capability. At other times, she's as wild as a stallion. Wild as a wild stallion. But tonight she's on as number three pops one up to Emily Lodwig at first. Records the out. Two outs. Number 24 steps in. And we're ready to go. Rusk delivers. Ball inside.
I do have to say, Tyler, this is some good broadcasting by yourself.
Thank you. Here we go. Popped up by number 24. Caught there by Rusk as her and Katie Stewart almost collided and knocked each other silly. But Rusk made the play and got out of the way, and that's the way we like it here. No harm, no foul, but an out. After one and a half, Tigers lead 2-0, and they're going to come up to bat in the bottom of the second. And we're ready to start the bottom half of the second inning of this junior varsity game between Canton and Brashear. Katie Stewart will lead things off for the Brashear Lady Tigers. She steps in. Number six for Canton, the pitcher. She's going to deliver. Strike one on the inside part of the plate. Stewart watched it go by. Now takes some words of wisdom. Steps back in. Digs in a little. Pitch delivered. Ball low. Bounces in. Catcher can't catch it. That's always a bad deal when your catcher can't catch. And that's a 1-1 count. Pitch from number six is being prepared behind the rubber. She now toes the rubber, gets ready. Stewart flexes her muscles. Swings and misses. 2-2 now on Stewart. Bottom half of the second inning. Nobody on, nobody out. Stewart steps back in. Six gets ready, winds up, delivers. High, but Stewart swings on and misses. Strike three. She'll go have a seat. And Hettinger will come up for Brashear. Hettinger races over to the box in a hurry to get in. Twirls the bat a couple times. Steps in towards the back half of the plate. Takes ball one high and outside from number six of Canton. 1-0 count. One out here in the bottom half of the second inning. Nobody on for the Tigers. Pitch number two is low, and the result is ball number two. Catcher steps on it as she tries to pick it up. I'd assume Hettinger's taking here, but I've been proven wrong before. 2-0 count. Pitcher delivers. Hettinger takes ball three. 3-0. I would definitely say she's taking here. Steps in. Does a good job of pretending like she's going to swing.
But
does take strike one. Good pitch there by number six, especially when you know she's not going to swing. Six gets back on the rubber, goes into the windup, fires. Strike two, a little high, but definitely within the striking distance of Hettinger. Now Hettinger's in an area that she has to protect the plate. Six steps back in, winds up, delivers. Hit on by Hettinger up the middle. Nice rip there by Kayla. She reaches first. One out or one runner on first. And Harrelson walks towards the plate. Takes some signs. Long list of signs. Finally decides she's done now. Steps back out. Takes some more signs. Steps back in. Ready to go. Shows bunt. Doesn't offer at it. Hettinger tries to steal second, and as she's sliding in, the ball hits her in the arm, so she'll be safe. Now we've got her in scoring distance for Harrelson. Harrelson steps back in now, ready to swing. Flexes her muscles with the bat in hand. Shows bunt, puts it down, but is unable to get it fair. Strike one. One run count on Harrelson. Goes to the left side of the bat. You don't see that a lot, especially in baseball. Softball, it's a little more common just to switch sides of the plate in the middle of an at bat. Harrelson does it here, tries to lay down a bunt left-handed, and it doesn't work there either as it goes foul. So two strikes on her. I'm sure she's going to go back to right-handed batting. And once again, I've been proven wrong. She's going to stay lefty. I don't know if she's bunting or not, but we'll find out. Two strikes on her, one out with Hettinger on second. Pitch delivered. She puts down the button. It's fair. She is going to reach first base safe as the pitch gets, as the pitcher delivers the ball to first base. Too low. It skips away, and Hettinger is able to circle from second all the way home, giving the Tigers a three-run cushion. Harrelson's now on first with Rusk, the leadoff hitter, up for the Tigers. Rusk with a lot of bat movement. Now steals the bat for the pitch. Shows bunt, pulls back. Harrelson slides in the second safely. Tigers are looking like a well-oiled machine here in the JV game. Putting down bunts when they need them. Hitting when they can. What happened in the first game, girls? Here we go. One out. Runner on second. Shayna Rusk up. Takes ball two. And Harrelson scoots on to third. Perfectly executed softball here. And it could probably be that the pitcher isn't as experienced as Canton's first pitcher was in the varsity game. Shayna with a perfect bunt right down the line. It spins. It stops. Can't be 5 feet in front of the plate. To perfection as she scoots towards second to try to get into the rundown to score third. Well, they throw home, and she is going to be out. She's out. Harrelson is. But Rusk is able to get to second. Probably not the best trade-off. With the three-run lead, I guess you can mess around with the monkey business. Now it's 3-0 with two outs, and possibly should have left her on. Carmen Woods is up. Woods has been striking the ball awesomely tonight. We'll see. She has a single and a double. The single is in the... No, I believe it's two doubles. One in the varsity, one in the JV game. Shayna Rest slides in safely to third. So now the runner's on third with two outs. We'll see if Woods can drive her in. 3-0 Brashear, bottom half of the second inning. Sixth ready to deliver the pitch for Canton. Puts it right in there. Woods, a nice hard shot to third. Thrown to first in time. She's out. Rest scored, but it will not be counted as the out was recorded. 3-0, though, after two here at Tiger Stadium. Number 25 is up for Canton now as Russ gets ready. Well, she steps in, and she's ready to go. Here we go. Rusk delivers ball one, low and inside. 1-0 count on her. She gets ready, delivers. Oh, it's high and outside, but it was enticing enough for number 25 for Canton to whale away at it, and it's strike one. Rusk throws another one. This time grounded to Lodwig at first, and she steps on the base. Out number one in the bottom half of the, top half of the third inning. Getting ahead of myself here. Number 12 for Canton steps up now. I believe her name is Owsley. She played in the varsity game. She comes up, swing, and a drive to second base. Quick play by Woods, throw over to Lodwig, and that's out number two. 3-0 in favor of Brashear here in the top half of third inning. Two outs, nobody on for Canton's number six, the pitcher. She's a lefty, but she pitches right-handed. That kind of makes me think maybe she's going to drag bunt. Could be wrong. There was another lefty. She might be the leadoff hitter. Takes ball one. I think she's a legitimate left-handed hitter. gets ready for Russ's second pitch of the at-bat. Ball low outside. Next pitch, high and inside. Strike one. Two-one count. This one is a bunt attempt, fouled back. Hill was all over it, though. 2-2 count now. Number six steps back in. Rusk delivers, high and inside. It was such a hard pitch that it popped in and out of Hill's glove. Full count now. Two outs, top of the third inning. 3-0 lead for Brashear. Strike three. Hill framed it beautifully. Rusk put it right down the middle of the plate. And that is the third out of the top half of the third inning. So we'll head to the bottom half of the third inning. Tigers lead it 3-0. Here we go. Hill steps in for the Tigers. First batter in the bottom of the third inning. Six gets ready to deliver for Canton. Swung right back up the middle by Hill. Center fielder corrals it, throws it back in, and Hill's on safe with a single. Now, Lodwig comes up with that Elsie-style swing. Takes strike one on the outside part of the plate. Hill gets a little far off the base, but makes it back. They didn't even throw down. Six gets back in the circle. Fires a strike to Lodwig. She fouls it off. Hill was off with the pitch. Man, she'll have to go back. 0-2 count now. Nobody out. Runner on first. Bottom half of the third inning, Tigers lead it 3-0. Pitch delivered by six, high inside. Hill is gone, and she's safe. That second slid in well before the throw from the catcher made it. Lodwig steps back in. 1-2 count, runner on second. Good RBI opportunity. Ball inside, and Hill will be heading for third. Stands up. Now a great RBI opportunity with the runner just 60 feet away in softball. Lodwig plants her back foot, steps in, ready to go. 2-2 count. Here comes strike three. Oh, it was a beautiful pitch. Lodwig couldn't really decide what to do. Finally swung. It was a little too late, though, and she goes down swinging. Here comes Linhart. Linhart steps in with one out, runner on third. High. Ball one. Here we go. The pitcher gets ready to deliver again. High, but Linhart decides to hack away anyway. Linhart very rarely gets cheated at the plate. She gets her cuts in, and she gives them a good cut, too. Here we go. 1-1 count on Linhart. Oh, it was a little low, but she decided to go ahead and free swing. 1-2 count. Now she has to be a little more protective on the plate. Here we go. Pitch by six delivered. High, taken as a ball. 2-2. Six hits back, smiles at the catcher. I don't know if that means she called a pitch she likes or what, but here it comes. Outside, ball three. Linhart orchestrates a nice full count here. We'll see if it pays off and she's able to get on or get ahead or walk or something. Here we go. Hill just 60 feet away. Linhart takes ball four. Didn't know how many balls it was. Wanted to stay up there and bat. And you kind of like that spirit. She gets to first, immediately heads for second, confusing the pitcher. Hill, I don't know why she didn't break, but it was probably a very conservative and right play. 3-0 still. Killen steps in with runners at second and third, only one out. golden opportunity for some RBIs. Ball high. 1-0. Six gets ready, toes rubber, winds up and pitches a strike right down the middle. Killen swung, maybe drew a small piece of contact, but it was a strike anyway. 1-1 is the count. One out, bottom of the third inning, 3-0 lead for Brashear with runners at second and third. Pitch is on the outside, part of the plate, strike two, 1-2 count now on Killen. Six gets ready. Gets on the rubber, winds up, pitches just a bit inside, 2-2 count. Bobbled by the catcher as well. Here we go. Pitcher finds the circle again, winds up, delivers, ball high, full count. Yet another full count orchestrated by the Brashear batters this evening. Many full counts in the game. In this game and the varsity game as well. Here we go. Payoff pitch on its way. Oh, man. Killen decided almost too late to swing at that and pokes it foul. Able to stay alive, though. Pitcher gets the ball back from the first baseman who chased it down into foul territory. Moves some dirt out of the way on the rubber. Winds up and delivers. Strike three right down the middle, watched by Killen, and she'll go sit down as Stewart comes up to bat for the Tigers. With a 3-0 lead, runners at second and third, two out here, bottom of the third. No instruction to Stewart, so she steps in, gets ready for the pitch from number six. Fired and tipped straight back. Foul ball, strike one. Six walks around the mound for a little bit, finally decides she's ready to pitch, steps in, fires inside, Hill's breaking for the plate, she slides in safely, 4-0 Brashear, as Linhart with a heads up moved to third. Now another pass ball and we'll be up 5-0. 1-1 count, two outs, Stewart's up. Number six pulls her hair back out of her face. Steps up. Cradles the ball, fires now. Strike on the outside part of the plate. Stewart watched it go by. Now looks out to Williams. Williams has nothing to tell her. She steps back in. Tenderly moves up towards the plate. Now is ready. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So the Tigers halfway get the runners in that they needed to. Squandered Linhart's opportunity, but got one in. After three, it's 4-0 in favor of Brashear. Here we go. Top half of the fourth inning, Tigers lead it 4-0 as Canton's ready to bat again. Number eight lines one over to the first baseman who misplays it. It goes foul, however, and it's strike one. Ladwig kind of slowed up on it. It was still drifting, and she tried to make the old Willie Mays over-the-shoulder grab. Couldn't do it. Cost her. And so number eight continues the at-bat. One strike, nobody on, nobody out. Now she whips it towards the shortstop, Hollison. It takes a wicked bounce or misplayed by Hollison, whichever is more convenient. And, probably a little of both. I think maybe it hit a pebble or something. It did kind of spin out. She wasn't exactly in front of it. At any rate, the runner reaches first. Nobody out for the Tigers. Canton tries to lay down a bunt here, does number 15. But she fouls it straight back, and Hill was right on top of it. Russ gets ready to deliver the next pitch. 15 does not show bunt this time and takes the ball. 1-1 count. Nobody out. Runner on first. Top of the fourth. 4-0 lead for Brashear. Number 15 checks her bat length. Shows bunt, pulls back, takes ball. 2-1. Number 8's looking around like she's ready to go somewhere. Perhaps she has a date with second base here. We'll see. Nah, she goes back as 15 is walking out of the box and takes strike 2. I don't know where she was on that one. 2-2 count now. Russ gets ready to deliver the next pitch. Fires it in there. Rings her up on strike 3. That's one out for Brashear as number 18 comes up for Canton. She walks in, checks back length. Takes ball 1 low. Number 8 is not really paying much attention over on the base path. Quick check by Hill might get her, but... Oh, what a drive by number 18 for Canton. They try to throw to first. First baseman wasn't paying attention when that was first thrown by Winhart, but she turns around, makes the catch, and is unable to get the out. So first and second with one out for Canton for number 19. Top 4, down 4 is Canton. 19 digs in. Russ delivers high and outside, ball 1. Digs her back footed again, swings and drives one down the right field. Foul. Second and third, 1-1 count, or excuse me, first and second. Trying to advance second and third, had to go back on the foul. So first and second for number 19. Driven right back to Rusk. Rusk was unable to get to it. Huddleston picks it up, fires over to first. Not in time. Bases loaded now for Canton. As number 3 works her way towards the plate, Rusk looks kind of confused on that last play. I mean, it was driven right back towards her. She got out of the way of it, but Tiger's unable to get the out there. Pitch 3 is taken for strike 1. 0-1 count, 1 out. She works her way back into the box. Looks like she's heavy on the front foot. Takes ball 1, 1-1 count. Her back heel isn't even on the ground. That is not proper batting form. Strike 2. I'm sure she has not ever hit a home run. You can't generate any power with all your weight down on your front foot like that. Driven down the right field line. Foul. One-two count here on number 3. Rusk's trying to end this gal's... night here, probably. Ball 2. 2-2 count now. She steps back in. Oh, driven straight up. It's infield fly, and it's caught anyway. It's always an adventure with those high, towering pop-ups. Two outs. Bases loaded. It's crunch time for Canton. Number 10 walks up to the plate. Grabs her face mask. We won't penalize her for that. There's no face mask in softball. Rusk delivers. Ball 1 inside. A little low perhaps as well. Here we are. Bottom of the 4. 2 outs. Tigers lead 4-0. And number 10 is up with a 1-1 count as she takes strike 1 on the outside portion of the plate. Rusk delivers another one. Low. Ball 2. 2-1. 10 calls time. Steps back in there. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. 2-2 count. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs in the bottom of the 4th. 4-run lead for Brashear as the runner on 3rd. Number 8 decides this would be an excellent opportunity to tie her shoe. We'll all wait and watch her. Now she's ready. Here we go. Number 10's up. Rusk looks ready. Fires it in there. Ball 3. It's a full count. It's crunch time. I said it before. It's really crunch time now. Full count. She swings. Drives it to Lodwig. Lodwig picks it up. And instead of taking the surefire out at first base, opts to tag the runner. Never a smart move. Always go to the base if you can. Next time, don't tag the runner, Emily. Anyway, we got the runner out, so we'll head into the bottom of the 4th with the 4-run lead, and the Tigers will try to add to it. here at Tiger Stadium. And we're ready for bottom of the fourth action here. Hettinger is going to lead things off for Brashear as Canton's coach talks over with the ump. I think maybe he had a few substitutions. He got it straightened out. Ump's ready. Hettinger's ready. Pitcher's ready. I'm ready. Everybody's ready. Here we go. Six looks over for some instruction from her coach. Winds up. Fires it in there. Ball one inside. Looks like we'll have Harrelson do up after Hettinger and Woods up after that, I believe. I can't really tell into the dugout here. Ball two inside. 2-0 count here on Hettinger. Six wanders around out in the circle. Now fires. Strike right down the middle. She took it all the way. She perhaps was coaxed into taking here. Now ready with a 2-1 count. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. 4-0 lead for Brashear. Swung on, driven 4 feet in front of the pit, in front of the plate. The pitcher misplays it, and Hettinger's on with an infield hit. Boy, you got to love those infield hits. They're kind of a beautiful thing, being able to get on when you don't really deserve it. All right. Harrelson's going to step in left-handed. I think she's usually a drag bunter when she's left-handed, so we'll watch for that. Hettinger's on first, ready to advance to second. She offers at it. Hettinger's going to head on down to second, standing up. Probably should have slid because it was pretty close, but she's safe. 0-1 now on Harrelson. She stays batting left-handed. Hettinger ready. That's a signal to come on down to third. She offers again. The pitches that she is offering at are a little high. They're probably balls, but it doesn't slow her down. Now she's instructed to swing away. She's going to do it left-handed, though. And Hettinger still on second, itching to get to third. 0-2 count on Harrelson here. They bring the pitch. She swings and fouls it off. She's going to stay alive. Here we go again. 0-2 count. Harrelson battling, trying to stay alive, stay in the box, stay in the game. 4-0 for Brashear, bottom of the fourth. Hettinger on second still. Harrelson swings away and misses this one badly. She'll go sit down. Now Russ is going to come up, stand in on the right side of the plate, digs in, kicks some dirt out of the way, ready to go. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. Shows bunt, pulls back. Hettinger kind of slowly goes to third, and she's out. Oh, man, it looked like she could have been there if she was giving her all there. I kind of say that is an out on lack of hustle. I'm going to say it, lack of hustle there caused the Tigers to get an extra out. So now instead of having an opportunity to get a run home with only one out, Rusk is up with two outs and nobody on with a 1-0 count. I don't believe that's right. I think it's a 2-0 count on Rusk. Right. 2-1 count. Rusk steps in, digs in, ready for the pitch. Six delivers. Swung on and driven into left field. Foul by about 3 feet. Nice poke there by Rusk, but couldn't get it to drop in fair. She'll come back and try it again. 2-2 count, bottom of the fourth. Two outs, nobody on. 4-0 lead for Brashear. Rusk drives one to third. Thrown over and gotten out by a step, did Rusk. She'll get ready, get her pitching arm in shape, come out and throw in the top half of the fifth, trying to get a win for Brashear's junior varsity. And I stand corrected. Instead of coming out and throwing in the fifth, we're going to call time limit And so that will be your game, and the final is 4-0 in favor of Brashears Junior Varsity. That is a another win for Brashears Junior Varsity. They've usually done pretty good. Again, the Varsity lost the game. Varsity lost 6-4. Tigers were able to put up 4 runs this in the Junior Varsity game, but they won the game 4-0. We'll see you again here, Brashear Field, Tiger Stadium, excuse me, for another home game next week, Tuesday night. The Tigers play. We play somebody, and we're going to be playing Tuesday night, so join us then, and we'll see you there. I'm Tyler Killen saying goodbye.